And, of course, yesterday Apple launched a new and improved version of the iPad. As NPR's Laura Seidel reports, Apple is not holding back on the superlatives.
Apple CEO Tim Cook calls it the post-PC revolution.
We're talking about a world where your new devices, the devices you use the most, need to be more portable, more personal, and dramatically easier to use than any PC has ever been.
That's Cook speaking yesterday at an Apple event in San Francisco, where he was pushing a world where people carry iPads and iPhones instead of owning desktops and laptops. Cook claims that last year Apple sold more iPads than any PC maker sold of its computers. Then Cook and other Apple executives lifted the veil on the newest iPad. Its most lauded upgrade is its resolution, which Apple Marketing Vice President Phil Schiller says is better than your HD TV.
Everything you do, it's just going to look stunning, surfing the web, reading your emails.
Though the changes seemed like a simple upgrade, Forrester research analyst Sarah Rotman Epp says it will make it easier to use your iPad for work, and there are new apps to help you.
And this is professional-grade software letting you accomplish real tasks on a post-PC device.
The new iPad also takes dictation, making it possible to write without a keyboard, and it has 4G wireless. Apple lowered the price of the older version of its tablet, the iPad 2, to $399, a move probably meant to help it compete with the much lower-powered Amazon Kindle Fire, which sells for $199. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.